Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. And this week's show was suggested by Kelly, who wrote, "My chiropractor is recommending that I switch to a fish oil with pro-resolving mediators, or PRMs. What are PRMs? Could I buy them separately and take them with the fish oil I'm already taking, rather than switching to her more expensive fish oil product, which, unlike the one I'm taking now, is not third-party tested for purity?" Well, one of the things I love about this job is that I am never done learning. And I have to confess that Kelly's email was the first time I'd ever heard of pro-resolving mediators. But let me fill you in on what I've learned. But first, just a little bit of background to set the stage for this. Fish oil is rich in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA, and most American adults don't get the recommended amount of these nutrients from their diet, and a fish oil supplement is one way to help fill that gap. Fish oil is also used in higher therapeutic doses to treat and prevent a wide variety of health conditions, including heart disease, autoimmune disorders, arthritis, and even depression. There are a few different mechanisms of action here. Omega-3s are antithrombolytic. That means that they reduce the tendency of blood to form clots. And they're also potent anti-inflammatories. So how do they do all of this? Well, omega-3s are enzymatically converted in your body into various biologically active molecules. And those then orchestrate the body's inflammatory and immune responses at the cellular level. There are a lot of different types of these active compounds, including prostaglandins, eicosanoids, and leukotrienes. Pro-resolving mediators, or PRMs, are a newly recognized category of these active compounds. The three main types of these are protectins, resolvins, and maricins. And the fact that the three PRMs start with P, R, and M is actually quite handy. Now, in some medical papers, you'll see these compounds referred to as SPMs, which stands for specialized pro-resolving mediators, but that's not nearly as handy a mnemonic device, so I'm going to stick with PRMs. Like their name implies, pro-resolving mediators act to actively resolve or turn off the body's inflammatory responses. Now, I want you to just remember, inflammation is not necessarily a bad thing. It is part of the body's immune response, and in the right place and at the right time, it serves a very important and valuable function. Chronic or excessive inflammation, on the other hand, can start to create problems, and that's where the PRMs come in. Their job is to switch off that inflammatory activity once the immediate threat has been dealt with, which allows the inflammation to resolve and healing to begin. Some research suggests that in diseases that are characterized by chronic or inappropriate inflammation, there might be some sort of disruption in the body's production of these PRMs. And other research shows that supplementation with omega-3 fatty acids, like those in fish oil, can increase the amount and the activity of PRMs in the body. But if our body makes PRMs when we take omega-3, why would we need to take them as a supplement? Why indeed? So the question is fish oil with PRMs more effective than fish oil without it? Including PRMs in a fish oil supplement may be a way to distinguish your product in a very crowded marketplace and then to sell it at a premium price. But there doesn't appear to be any published research in humans showing that taking a supplement containing PRMs would accomplish anything more than supplementing with fish oil. Get this, I even stumbled across a couple of supplements where PRM stood for pre-resolving mediators instead of pro-resolving mediators, and the marketing material explains that pre-resolving mediators are the precursors that the body needs to make pro-resolving mediators. In other words, plain old fish oil. As for the actual pro-resolving mediators, there's actually very little research of any kind to speak of. Remember, it's only been a few years since we discovered them. Since then, a few studies have looked at the effects of individual cell types in petri dishes, But look, what happens to a cell in a petri dish and what happens to cells, tissues, and organs in a living organism is a very different thing. There are also some rodent studies that at least look at the effects of PRMs in vivo, but these are simply looking for mechanisms of action. They don't compare the relative effectiveness of PRMs to other anti-inflammatory agents such as fish oil. Now, I expect that more research will follow, but it'll be a while before we get to the level of research that would test the safety and effectiveness of PRM supplements on symptoms or on risk factors in human beings. In the meantime, I don't think there's any reason to shell out more for fish oil with PRMs. But that also begs an interesting question, and that is, should healthcare providers even be selling supplements? Now, many healthcare practitioners recommend nutritional supplements to their patients and to their clients, and some of them also sell these products. Often, this is seen as a convenience to the patient. Instead of having to hunt for a specific product or research the differences between various brands, you can simply walk out the door with your practitioner's preferred brand in your hand. And sometimes healthcare practitioners have access to brands and products that are not readily available through direct-to-consumer channels. However, it does introduce a thorny issue. We want to trust that our practitioners' advice and recommendations are based solely on our needs. But when part of their income stream comes from supplements or other products that they sell, it does introduce a conflict of interest. A more expensive product usually brings in more revenue, and so does a more aggressive supplementation regime. I think it's hard for even the most ethical and well-intentioned practitioner to be 100% objective in this scenario. A busy practitioner may not have time to thoroughly research and follow the science behind various nutrients, so they rely pretty heavily on the information provided by the sales representative, who's going to present their product in the best possible light, exaggerating the positive effects and the positive cash flow, and minimizing any gaps in the research or information about alternatives. Sometimes it's not even the practitioner who is choosing these products, but an office manager who may not have any training in nutrition, but whose job it is to run a profitable or at least a solvent practice. Now, if all of this sounds kind of familiar, it's because it's very similar to the model by which pharmaceuticals are sold to healthcare professionals. Most physician education on the effectiveness of drugs and medical devices is provided by the companies that sell them. And as a result, the drugs most frequently prescribed are not necessarily the most effective or the most cost-effective choices. And the same is true for nutritional supplements that are sold by healthcare practitioners, even the really well-meaning ones. If you have questions about whether a high-priced supplement is really worth the money, feel free to send it my way, and I may include your question in an upcoming episode. And if one of your questions has to do with how to lose weight in a way that's sustainable, I wanted to let you know that Brock Armstrong of the Get Fit Guy podcast and I are presenting another free workshop this weekend on Saturday, and we're going to be sharing 5 key shifts that can help you stop the yo-yo dieting cycle and learn how to lose weight in a way that's sustainable. You can get more information at weighless.life/sustainable. You'll find a transcript of today's show along with links to that research that I was able to find on PRMs on our website at quickanddirtytips.com. While you're there, you can search the entire Nutrition Diva archives. You can send me an email. You can even sign up for our email updates. The Nutrition Diva show is written and researched by me, Monica Reinagle. It's edited by Karen Hertzberg, produced by Nathan Semmes. And our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Emily Miller, Morgan Ratner, Michelle Margulis, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening, and remember to eat something good for me.